The scope of Alaska's sex trafficking problem remains unclear, but there's plenty that can still be done to help victims. That's the conclusion of a report issued by a state task force charged with studying the issue. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez has more.
Over the past few months, a team of state officials and nonprofit workers have been trying to figure out the extent of sex trafficking in both urban and rural Alaska. They went out to Anchorage and Bethel and Hooper Bay, and they learned about what makes a young person vulnerable to trafficking and heard about how most of the state's shelters don't have the resources to deal with victims. But even with all the testimony and research they did, it was still a struggle to quantify the number of Alaskans coerced into prostitution. Alaska courts have only made about 20 sex trafficking convictions over the past 6 years. Attorney General Michael Garrity was part of the trafficking task force, and he says that's because by its very nature, the problem is underground.
It's beneath the surface, and the fact that we can't get more hard data on it doesn't mean it does not exist.
The task force was mostly left with anecdotes when they talked to shelters and social service organizations across the state, and a report they issued this month speaks of both gaps in information and gaps in services. But the anecdotes that the task force heard were, in their words, heartbreaking. Gwen Adams, a pastor of women's ministries at the Change Point Church in Anchorage, served on the task force, and she told her own story about trafficking before a legislative committee on Wednesday. Adams described a woman she had known who had been coerced into prostitution by a family who was supposed to be fostering her. When she learned this, Adams wanted to know if the woman was participating against her will.
She said, "No, I have a choice." And I said, "Well, what happens if you would refuse?" She said, "Well, I would be beaten, I wouldn't get to eat, and I would be locked in a closet for days." "So how do you have a choice?" "Well, I can choose to be beaten or I can choose to have sex." But completely unaware of the fact that she was being trafficked or a victim, she just felt like these were her circumstances in life and had no way out.
The task force came up with about a dozen ways to help the woman described and others like her. In their report, they advocate for more short and long-term shelters, and they say they would like to see prosecutors and social workers trained to better recognize trafficking victims. They also said that Alaska's laws should be strengthened so that the state could subpoena websites where solicitation occurs, like Craigslist. The task force also suggested that the legislature might consider changing the law so that trafficked prostitutes could have their records expunged. Attorney General Michael Garrity says a provision like that would make it easier for trafficking victims to find jobs and secure housing.
If you're a victim like that, you should have an opportunity to clear your record and be able to return to gainful society.
An expungement law for trafficking victims exists in a handful of other states. The task force's work is complete with this report, but they've asked the state to create a permanent working group to implement these recommendations and continue studying the issue of sex trafficking. In Juneau, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.